Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be discussing at Vartorah here for Parshas Noach for the month of Cheshvan. I'm a little under the weather, so there'll be coughing along the way, and I'm saying excuse me now. Some of the bigger ones I might try to delete to make it less unpleasant, but I apologize for that. A general introduction that I'm sorry for the being up, but I thought Be'ezus Hashem to send out a recording anyway, and everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a good winter, as they say, and let us learn an important idea about Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a boring month. Nothing happens in Cheshvan. No Yom Tovim, not even any fast days. Boring, nothing. Plain days, even their Shabbos, but that's it. It's the regular day, daily life. Nothing happens in Cheshvan. It's boring. And it's very striking that Cheshvan comes after Tishrei. Tishrei is packed full of mitzvos, full of special days. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. It's incredible. Every day something's happening. Either you're getting ready for Yom Tov, or it's Yom Tov, or you're just coming off Yom Tov. All of Tishrei is full of action. So it's very striking. We know that nothing happens by chance. It's all worked out. Hashem has a perfect plan for everything in the world and the calendar. What's the message that Hashem had in mind here? That it works out that Cheshvan, the boring month, comes right after Tishrei. Rav Hirsch talks about this. You know, he says that the word Cheshvan, the root of Cheshvan is Chashu, Chet Shin Vav. And Chashu means quiet. And Rav Hirsch says as follows. I'll read in a second. Cheshvan represents ordinary daily life. The day-to-day. Tishrei is a month of inspiration. There's so many Yom Tovim, so many special tefillos, the davening, the chazaras hashatz, sitting in the sukkah, the sudos on Rosh Hashanah, dancing on Simchas Torah. So many things happening. You're inspired. You're inspired by a special tefillah. You're inspired by a special song. You're inspired in your own davening. You hear a wonderful drasha. But the purpose, the goal of being inspired is always that my regular daily life is bumped up to a higher level. And therefore, Cheshvan represents the goal of Tishrei. The goal of Tishrei is that after all the inspiration, something happens in your regular daily life that you're on a higher level afterwards. Rav Hirsch says, Rav Hirsch doesn't say these exact words. This is my take on Rav Hirsch. Tishrei is the month of inspiration, and Cheshvan is the month of application. Rav Hirsch says, the stem syllable chashu indicates silence and quiet. This is characteristic of the month of Cheshvan. Cheshvan, in contrast to Tishrei, gives an impression of stillness and entrance into quiet private life. A Jew has to serve Hashem well in his quiet, chashu Cheshvan, private life. Rav Hirsch also writes, Mar Cheshvan has no other message for us except that after a month of such an abundance of special days, we should start on the everyday path of Jewish life. However, here's the key sentence, it is the routine of everyday life which reflects our true existence, preceding and following those festivities from which they receive their value and significance. Hashem is teaching us as follows. After the month of Tishrei, let's see what your Tishrei was like. Let's look at Cheshvan. Nothing happens. Exactly. Cheshvan is about, well, what about your regular life? A regular Sunday, a regular Monday, even a regular Shabbos. No Shabbos is regular. Really, no day is regular, but comparatively. Everyday life. This is the beautiful approach of Cheshvan. Nothing happens now because, exactly, when nothing's happening in your life and it's a regular life, have you taken the inspiration and done something, made a change? You have to understand something. Making a small change is priceless. This is a huge discussion. There's a major yesod. I've heard this idea from a Orlik Shchita and came out the same idea in many different ways from Avigdor Miller Zatzal. There is no such thing as a small step forward in Ruchnius. Why? Because Ruchnius lasts forever. What that means is nothing is small. For a person to make a real change, something different, something new, and keep to it, is priceless. Your whole life is different because your Ruchnius is different. I'll just give some examples. These are all examples of Cheshvan type things. A person has Shmon Esrei and you get into a routine of how you daven Shmon Esrei. Okay. Then you make a decision to actually take a step forward. I'm going to try now to have more Kavana in Shmon Esrei. And you do something. Something specific. For example, you add a thank you. Thank you, Hashem, for the following. Thank you is that you're healthy. Thank you that you have a good job. Thank you that you have good friends. Thank you that you're sane. When's the last time any of us have thanked Hashem that we're sane? Thank Hashem that our fingers work. I have a friend who cut his finger recently, and he told me that the first thing he thought about was, you know what? My fingers really work without pain almost all the time. Well, I haven't thought about that in a long time. I'm going to thank Hashem that my fingers work now. The list goes literally on and on and on. A person's married, thank Hashem that you're married. The list goes on and on and on. A person was once given the opportunity, let's say, to work in Hask or work in Camp Simcha. And it really changed your life. So you thank Hashem and you say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me the chance to work in Hask or Camp Simcha. Now it depends where you are in Shmon Esrei. In Elokai Netzor, you can thank Hashem for this with words. You ought to talk to Hashem in Elokai Netzor. At the end, after the Yehu Ratzon, you add things in at the very end of Shmon Esrei. Thank you, Hashem, for this. Thank you, Hashem, for that. And that you can say, talk in English too. Or when you're bowing at Modim, thank you, Hashem. So here you think about something. I'm telling you, this is a game changer in life to think about something specific when you bow during Modim. You don't say the words because you don't talk extra words during Modim, but you think during Modim something specific. And you have it in mind. Either the same thing every day. What I began doing a few years ago is every Shabbos I choose one specific thing. Every Shabbos I choose one specific thing. And I think about that specific thing during Modim the whole following week. Now, it's very nice to think about this, but to do it, it's a game changer. Next, these are examples of Cheshvan things to do. Lashon Hara and technology. Look, Lashon Hara is usur. Saying bad things about someone is usur. Spreading it is usur. Well, we're all linked up in technology. And you have a WhatsApp group, you have a this, you have an email, you have a text. If something is Lashon Hara, it's usur. So we have to think about, you know what? Maybe I haven't been so careful with Lashon Hara recently in that WhatsApp group. Or maybe this friend and I don't know. Think about it. Th- think about being more careful, here's the key word, more mindful of what the texts are that you're sending out. Is there negative information? Am I being critical of someone? Is this really toelus? Am I writing this to get advice and to get chizuk, or am I writing this just to, you know, have a friendship with someone, and part of it is lashon hara? That's terrible. That's a second example. A third example, this Rav Meir Tursky Shlita talks about. Thinking about Olam Haba, or thinking about Hashem, when you're at work. Here's a great mashal. You have two people, have a job. They're investment banking. And they each have a little cubicle near each other. They're both typing, looking at the stock market in Hong Kong and all, everything. And the actions they're doing are basically the same. Their mind is working, their fingers are working, they're thinking about making money, they're focusing on making money for the company. One guy is living olam hazeh. He wants to have money for a nice house and money for vacations and money for this. And the religious Jew, he's supposed to be thinking about olam haba. He needs to have money to pay for tuition. Tuition is high. He needs to have money to pay for extra tutoring. What if you have a child who is very advanced? You want to give him an extra push. What if you have a child who's a little behind? He needs a little extra help. He's thinking about giving staka. He's thinking about taking a really nice, he's married, and having a wonderful, refreshing, relaxed time with his wife helps build the marriage. He's thinking about that. He's thinking about 1,000 things that are olam haba things. So you know what Rabbi Tversky says to do? He says, take the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that olam hazeh is like a projdor lifnei olam haba. It's like the hallway, the entranceway into olam haba. And put that, like, you know, like in a magnet on your desk. You know, make a nice little olam hazeh is getting ready for olam haba sign on your desk. And look at it every now and then. That's not a bad idea. Or something similar to that. This is a game changer in life. Obviously, you'll act differently, but it's your whole mindset is different. Beautiful. That's from Rav Tversky. That's a third example. Thinking about Hashem or Olam Haba when you're at work. Rav Victor Miller Zatzal talks about you have a job, and think about Hashem during your job. Let's say a person is working in the health field. He happened to speak about dentists. Dentist gives you your life back. You're able to enjoy the food more when you have good teeth. So a dentist can say to himself, I'm helping this person have a better, more pleasant life. That's what Hashem wants. I'm playing a role in building Hashem's world. Hashem is the Rofei Cholim, and I'm helping someone. A person works as a nurse. A person works as occupational therapy. You can think about it. Really, it's any job, but he was focusing on health jobs. Think about Hashem at work. A fourth example. I heard a beautiful drasha over Yom Tov from Rav Binyamin Jacobson Shlita. He's a young Rav in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Very wonderful Talmud Chacham. He spoke about a new angle on Shmiras Einayim. And he spoke about the Shmiras Einayim regarding just wasting time on the internet. We follow so many things and we look at so many video clips. I'm not discussing if the content is bad and usher. Just there's so much time that's taken up. You follow the news, and then there's a link to another article and another video. Now, it's okay to follow the news, and some people are more interested than others. But the question really is all this time on our phones really the best use of our time. Or, let's say a person would cut out one news outlet that he follows. Let's say you follow 17, or 4, or 8. You cut out that one, you might find yourself with a lot of time on your hands. And that time can be used for a little more learning. A little more learning, it's not a bad thing. Not bad means good. By learning, not bad means really, 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 really good. And I think he's right to think about, am I using my time well in what I'm looking at on the internet? And I took this to heart, and I follow the news. There's one news outlet that I decide, you know what, I can follow the news just as well without that, and I've got more time in my hands. A fifth example. This Rav Orlovich Shlita discusses, and Rav Avigdor Miller, all the time. Many, many things in life that are valuable are expensive. But some things in life that are very valuable are free. And one is a smile. Giving your friend a smile. It's a chizuk, it's a pick-me-up. It doesn't cost anything. Do we train ourselves to smile at someone when we see them in the street? Beautiful idea. Rav Orlovich often talks about that. That a smile is one of the most valuable things in the world that are free. Something to think about, something to work on. You have to make it your business. You have an acquaintance that when you see it, you say a big smile in the street, it gives them a little chizuk. It's one of your jobs here in this world. Give people chizuk to get through the day. There are many, 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 many other examples. But this is the challenge of Cheshvan. The challenge of Cheshvan is that my regular life, what's happening in my regular life, taking a step forward. I gave 5 examples, there can be another 100. You choose one. But don't just think about it, do it. See, that's the challenge. One of the big challenges of life is, first you're inspired, okay. Then, because of the inspiration, you think about making a good change, good. And then, there's doing it. A lot of people, when it comes to the doing it, it slips. So that's Rav Hirsch's approach to Cheshvan. Tishrei is the month of inspiration. Cheshvan is the month of application. And there's no such thing as a small step forward in Ruchnius because Ruchnius lasts forever. Okay, we'll stop here.